USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
It's really quite stunning. We have 93 counties. 53 of them have issued emergency declarations.
That's Nebraska Senator Republican Ben Sasse talking about the catastrophic flooding in the Midwest. At least three people killed, including an 80-year-old woman who dies as floodwaters fill her house. Senator Sasse, a guest on Special Report with Brett Baer on Fox News.
Right now, we're still in the response phase. What we need is no more rain and lots of neighbors helping neighbors. Right now, the National Guard's doing a great job. Governor Ricketts is doing a great job.
More than 4,000 people evacuated from their homes in Nebraska, Iowa, and Wisconsin. In other news, California Congressman Republican Devin Nunes suing Twitter for alleged anti-conservative bias. The congressman filing a 40-page lawsuit against Twitter in Virginia State Court. Twitter not commenting on the case. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year. A month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
Taking a look now at your money on Wall Street, the Dow gaining 65 points to close at 25,914. The NASDAQ up almost 26 points, and the S&P 500 up 10 points. More economic news now. March madness at the gas pump as the national average sees a bump of 6 cents a gallon to 2.55 a gallon for regular unleaded. This is a new high on the year, USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us some states saw double-digit increases.
48 of the nation's 50 states saw prices rising, led by double-digit increases in 9 states, including Florida, Kentucky, Nebraska, Maryland, Delaware, Wisconsin, Iowa, Kansas, and Louisiana.
Another factor is in the past week, oil prices increased to $58.41 a barrel for West Texas Intermediate crude oil. I'm John Clemens.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The Federal Reserve will be holding a two-day meeting, USA Radio's Chris Barnes with a preview now from Washington, D.C.
The Fed policymakers to meet Tuesday and Wednesday, and they'll issue a statement at the end of the meeting on Wednesday that's likely to note that while the economy is on firm footing, it does face risks from slowing growth and some trade conflicts. Against that backdrop, the thinking goes it would be unwise to keep raising interest rates as the Fed did four times last year. Instead, the Fed is expected to keep its key short-term rate in a range of 2.25% to 2.5%, and many analysts believe the policymakers will scale back their projection of rate hikes this year from 2 to 1, or perhaps even none. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The head of Homeland Security talking about illegal aliens coming into our country. More now from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen says on Monday that her department may have been founded to combat terrorism, but its mission is shifting to confront emerging threats online. Nielsen also discusses the threat at our southern border.
We're seeing the spread of violent crime and drugs, the majority of which come into our country via the southern border, both at and between ports of entry. What's worse, last year we identified tens of thousands of convicted and wanted criminals attempting to cross.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.